One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Top Stories, it's producer Chris here.
What?
You thought Zaltzman had a monopoly on these little intros? Think again, Buglers. Today, it's the first episode I ever worked on, Bugle 108, Eyes on Africa. And it's a good one too.
Top story this week, Africa Special! Andy, Africa struggles to make it onto TV news in the West, which is particularly unlucky when you consider just how many newsworthy things they do. They just can't catch a break from the schedulers, who don't seem to quite give enough of a shit about what goes on over there to give it the airtime it deserves. What more do they need to do? Famines, mass genocides, coups, even pirates? Nothing seems to be able to hold the Western media's attention. So this is a Bugle update on what is going on in the second largest continent on Earth.
Well, it's interesting. It is the second largest continent on Earth, John. And I actually typed the words Africa, continent of... into an internet search engine. And it's a continent of many things, John. It's a continent of change. That's one of the first things up in the search result. A continent of opportunities. A continent of contrasts. Then a continent of the future. A continent of dualities, which is a bit like contrasts. A continent of economic opportunity. Now, there we're laying our cards on the table about exactly what kind of opportunities those opportunities I mentioned earlier were. A continent of origins. Okay, we get it, we're sorry. A continent of hope, that's just a nicer way of saying economic opportunity. A continent of light, that doesn't really mark it out from any other continents, to be fair. A continent of my dreams, how do they know? Bit presumptuous. A continent of hope and opportunity, well, they've whacked two of them together. There, that's efficiency. A continent of Obama's origin, well, where's that going, John?
I mean,
it could be good, it could be he's not eligible to be president, you know. He's not. Anyway, it's already the continent of origin, so they're just falling into celebrity culture like all the other continents now. It's the continent of 2,000 languages. That puts me off. It sounds overcomplicated. Continent of potential. That's a bit like the future, a bit like opportunities, a bit like hope. 3-for-1. I like it. Continent of adventure. That really was Africa's problem throughout the Imperial Age. And also, it's interesting that no one has gone with Africa, continent of the ravages of imperialist irresponsibility and religio-politically exacerbated HIV epidemics, which, you know, seems to be fairly near the top of the list. Yeah. Also, Africa, continent of half of Andy Zaltzman's recent family origins. That's not there either. So.
True.
Or so Africa, the continent that puts the K into chaos.
So first stop on our new safari, Nigeria, where the acting president there, President Goodluck Jonathan, has dissolved the entire country's cabinet. And first, you're right to giggle, Andy. Let's just deal with what is a sensational name for any president, but it's even better for a Nigerian one. Goodluck Jonathan. Not so much a name as a piece of good wishery.
That's
President
right.
Goodluck Jonathan is to be followed by President Hang In There McGee, who will in turn be succeeded by President Give It Your Best Shot Stevenson.
So that's my little alarm clock. What's going off there? It does sound a bit like what a departing British governor might have said as he handed over the newly independent Nigeria in 1960. Good luck, Jonathan. You'll need it. And he's been in charge since President Umaru Yar'Adua was hospitalised in Saudi Arabia last November, and he hasn't been seen in public since. And also, another good name, Yar'Adua, sounds a bit like what South African President Jacob Zuma says whenever he sees any woman. Yar, I'd do her. Concentrate on your job, Jacob. Concentrate on your job.
Let's also remember that Nigeria has a long and proud history of acting presidents, specifically people acting like presidents, while focusing most of their time on their main job of being international racketeers. But Goodluck Johnson, as you say, was only appointed to acting president on February the 9th, and his powers were supposed to allow him to sign legislation, chair cabinet meetings, reshuffle ministers, and release oil funds. And he has certainly reshuffled those ministers, Andy. He briefly shuffled their cards before throwing the entire deck out the window, saying, "Get the f*** out of here!" And the information minister in Nigeria was quoted as saying, "Today, the acting president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Goodluck Jonathan," he didn't laugh there, I don't know, I cannot understand why that isn't the case, "dissolved the Federal Executive Council. He did not give us any reason, and so I cannot give any reason." Well, that's pretty impressive moves from someone in office for only slightly longer than a month. He was only supposed to keep the chair warm, not set fire to it and commission a new bejeweled throne for himself instead. But you have to look at this from his point of view, Andy. The taste of power is very Moorish. It's like heroin. You try it, maybe it turns out you like it, and suddenly you'll break any law to have some more of it. You think you're happy just as vice president of the largest nation in Africa. Next thing you know, you're stealing copper piping from people's houses to sell and giving out hand jobs for smack. It happens that quickly, Andy. I have seen the wire.
Sounds like chapter two of your autobiography, John. Yeah, and also, this information came from Dora Akunyili, who's the information minister. And if the information minister cannot give any reason why the cabinet's been reshuffled, no one can. Goodluck Jonathan had been seen as something of a low-profile administrator, sort of safe pair of hands to keep things ticking over gently until the president was fit again. Not as someone who would completely dissolve the country's entire cabinet. But things, John, are never simple in oil-rich, poverty-stricken Nigeria. Hang on, how come those two words go together? Well, as usual, little Colin Corruption has come out to play. Corruption described by Human Rights Watch as being in Nigeria rampant and endemic. And part of the reason for this is that there was a drive to try and reduce it, at least. And the head of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, Nuhu Ribadu, he claimed that in 2006, since independence, $380 billion had been stolen or wasted by Nigerian governments.
Wow.
He identified 31 sitting governors in Nigeria as being corrupt. And bear in mind that there were only 36 sitting governors in Nigeria at the time.
Holy shit.
But the problem is they were immune from prosecution at the time. And then he even had his boss convicted of corruption, and his boss was ordered to return. I'll give you a little multiple choice quiz on this. How much dodgy money did his boss, the Inspector General of Police in Nigeria, have to pay back, John? Was it A, $50,000? Surely can't have been any more than that. Yes. Was it B, $500,000? This guy seriously had his fingers in some pies. Or C, $120 million?
Andy, it can only have been $50,000. That's the only realistic option there.
Well, John, I know we love to bullshit on the show, but and you might think no one could have filched that amount, but it was C. It was $120 million that the Inspector General of Police had to pay back. And this was far from isolated. Ribard had also helped undercover the involvement of the American construction company and until recently Halliburton subsidiary KBR, who'd been involved in a number of questionable activities, with a multi-million dollar bribery scandal in his country, for which the company was fined $400 million and its former chief executive jailed for 7 years. Now, America must be pretty embarrassed, John, at this company's proven corruption overseas, not to mention various other allegations, including covering up sexual assault and rape of female employees, involvement in people trafficking, allegedly, alleged tax avoidance, corruption, blah-de-blah, your standard everyday glitches any business inevitably runs into. Is America embarrassed? Not really. It's the biggest US government contractor in Iraq. And besides, on its website, KBR states that its core values, quotes, which drive everything we do, include, quotes, integrity in all we do. Now, You simply have to admire the scope of this company's moral ambition. The challenge of having integrity in normal, above-board business dealings wasn't enough. Anyone can do that, but it takes a special kind of company to have integrity whilst bribing government officials. And if you can pull that off, you can be integritous anywhere. I say good luck to the...
I'm
drifting off topic. We're not talking about corruption that stretches to the highest echelons of American politics. This is about dodgy Africa. My mistake.
That's right. So what happens now? Well, President Goodluck will apparently draw up a shortlist for a cabinet, which will be screened and approved by the Senate, although some disaffected former ministers may well mount court challenges to the constitutional legality of his assumption of executive powers and therefore his authority to sack them. And Andy, I just worry that this is going to damage the integrity and good name of the Nigerian government. That really would be the biggest tragedy here.
Yep.
And let's not as well forget that this is a Nigerian fairy tale story for Goodluck. He's achieved the office of president in a democracy without ever having been elected to any major public office in his own right. Also, his wife Patience was investigated by anti-corruption officials, yes, in 2006, over allegations that she tried to launder some $13.5 million. Now, again, it almost counts as a plus, Andy. It's like Berlusconi in Italy. A Nigerian official without corruption is like a bolognese sauce without tomato. Not worthy of the name.
I often make a very fine bolognese sauce without much sweat. Maybe just a squeeze of tomato puree.
Yeah, so it's got tomatoes in it.
Well, a tiny bit.
Yeah, well, it's condensed tomato, Andy. You've got the intensity of flavour with a puree.
But, well, see, the whole corruption thing, because this guy Ribadu, who was viewed as one of the sort of pioneering anti-corruption activists and executives in world politics, a new government came in, a new Inspector General of Police, and he was removed from his post and ordered to go on a one-year training course, then survived a couple of assassination attempts and had to flee the country. And then, recently, just before the turn of the year, he himself was then being prosecuted for corruption. On obviously trumped-up charges. So, but interestingly, the Nobel laureate writer Wole Soyinka actually welcomed Goodluck Jonathan's move to dissolve the cabinet and even described him as having been overcautious.
Wow.
So just now, he's actually trying to sweep it clean, so who knows?
Good. Who knows? Well, good luck to him. Good luck!
I think looking at this story as a whole, John, the next time we find ourselves getting annoyed at political corruption in our own countries, you know, MPs claiming a cheeky few hundred quid on expenses for a snooker table in the shape of Benjamin Disraeli to inspire them to do better politics, or gay senators voting not gay, I think we should just remember, it really could be worse.
There you go. That's it. Why not follow us, whilst it still exists, on Twitter, at Hello Buglers. I love you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.